for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 80, tonight partly cloudy with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Firemen were called to the Walmart parking lot yesterday afternoon at approximately 4:45 to a report of a Hyundai SUV on fire. The Fairfield Fire Department says the fire is believed to have started in the motor compartment. There were no passengers in the vehicle when they arrived, and no injuries were reported. Firemen were on scene for roughly 30 minutes, and the vehicle was towed after the fire was extinguished. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. 55-year-old Brent E. Thomason, 38-year-old Brandy N. Beeson, and 50-year-old Michelle D. Jolly, all of Fairfield, were arrested by Fairfield Police last night. Officers were reportedly dispatched to the 800 block of Leroy Street to investigate a neighbor dispute involving a BB gun. While en route, officers were advised the subject, Thomason, had a shotgun. Police say he had engaged in a verbal altercation with people walking on the street, and he manipulated the action of the shotgun several times. He was arrested on a charge of disorderly conduct and taken to the jail pending the posting of $100 bond. While at the residence, officers located Beeson, who was wanted on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for DUI alcohol. She was also taken to the jail and held pending the posting of $345 bond. Jolly was arrested after a traffic stop last night. The Sheriff's Department K-9 alerted on the vehicle, leading to the discovery of meth and a glass pipe. Jolly was arrested for possession of meth, and she was held in the jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 26-year-old East Alton resident Alec M. Draper was booked in the jail on Wayne County warrants for failure to appear in court on 2 counts of theft and 1 count of burglary. He was held, pending the posting of $1,595 bond. More news next.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings, at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
In other news, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently stole a 1991 XR80 Honda motorcycle from the Tony Jones residence in Ellery. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. 17 Wayne County 4-H'ers participated in the virtual 2020 Illinois State Fair General Project Show recently. All exhibitions will receive an Award of Excellence recognition ribbon. Participating were Avery Barnard in Visual Arts Beginning Food Decorating, Nathan Barnard in Visual Arts Wood, Zachary Boatner in Visual Arts Metal, Macy Edwards in Photography 2, Hannah Ficus in Cooking 201, Bristol Harvey in Floriculture A, Isabella Hodges in Woodworking 1, Addison Hutchcraft in Forests of Fun 1, Brody Hutchcraft in Beekeeping 1, Charlie Jones in Cooking 101, Braxton Kirk in Weather and Climate Science 1, Hunter Kirk in Sports Nutrition, Sarah McGeehee in Passport to the World, Grace Milligan in Visual Arts Chalk, Carbon, Pigment Division A on Canvas, Paper, or Glass, Kaylin Stennett in Heritage Arts, and Eleni Vanway in Steam Clothing 2. Boatner, McGeehee, and Milligan were named champion in their respective exhibits, and Addison Hutchcraft and Braxton Kirk were named reserve champions. Edwards and Hunter Kirk were given Inspire Awards for projects highlighted by the judges. Fairfield Public School District 112, along with Jasper, New Hope, and Jeff, will conduct Child Find preschool screenings next week for children 3 to 5 years old not enrolled in public school and not eligible for kindergarten this year. The screening checks a child's progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills, and it gives parents a better idea of how their child is progressing at a very young age. The program is free, and parents will receive immediate feedback. Head Start and family enrichment personnel may also be on hand to explain their services. Screenings will be held from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, September 22nd through the 24th at the Fairfield First Christian Church. Each procedure takes roughly 45 minutes, and appointments are required. People can call 842-6501 to make an appointment or to get more information. The Fairfield Fall Fun Fest Committee voted to cancel the event earlier this year, but it did move to go forward with a button design and drawings for cash prizes. There will be daily drawings from October 5th through the 9th, and each daily winner will receive $25 in chamber bucks. Two winners will be drawn on the 10th for 100 chamber bucks each. Daily drawings are sponsored by McDowell Kenchelo and Jessup, Joe's Body Shop, Carnaby Square, Save-A-Lot, FNB, Fairfield Banking Company, and People's National Bank. Buttons cost $2 each, and they may be purchased at any sponsoring business, as well as at Black's Fashion Flowers, the Chamber of Commerce Office, John's Butcher Block, Uniquely Rustique, and the Wayne County Press. The Big Ten has announced its Council of Presidents and Chancellors has voted to allow the league to play football this fall. The Big Ten season will open on the weekend of October 24th, with teams playing 8 games in 8 weeks. A championship game is reportedly scheduled for December 19th, and the Big Ten should be eligible for the college football playoff. Daily rapid COVID-19 testing will occur per the return to play plan. The Wayne County Health Department announced 4 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, 2 females in their 40s, a female in her 50s, and a male in his 50s. The department also announced 1 additional death related to the virus. 5 people who had lab-confirmed positive cases have now passed away. The county has had 222 total cases, and 4 people were hospitalized, 87 were isolating at home, and 126 had recovered. The county also has a number of probable cases already in the process of contact tracing. Edwards County said it has had a total of 9 new cases since last Wednesday, bringing its total to 61. As of yesterday afternoon, 10 people were in isolation. The departments will continue to investigate each case to ensure the isolation of the positive patients and the quarantine of close contacts. Anyone contacted by public health officials should respond quickly. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,466 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 18 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 264,210 cases and 8,332 deaths. Jefferson County announced 4 cases to reach 557, and 46 cases were active and in isolation. Marion County added 9 cases to reach 444. 125 cases were active, including 7 hospitalizations. No new cases were announced in Wabash or Hamilton counties. The preliminary statewide positivity rate from September 8th through the 14th was 3.6%. The rate in the southern region jumped from 6% on the 11th to 7% on the 12th. Fairfield Community High School will return to in-person learning this Friday as originally planned after going remote for 2 weeks due to COVID-19. Superintendent Jill Fulkerson says they have consulted with the Wayne County Health Department and believe it's safe to return. Officials will continue to monitor the situation, and they say the health of students and staff will remain their priority. Friday will be a black day, which includes 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 8th hour classes. As per usual, classes will begin at 8:10 a.m., and students should use their assigned doors for entry. They will be expected to wear face coverings, practice social distancing, and wash their hands frequently. Students will also be screened upon entry with a temperature and symptom check. Anyone with questions should contact FCHS at 842-2649. The Cisney Village Board met Monday night and held a special hearing for information regarding a Greater Wabash grant to help update the village's water treatment plant. The application for the grant will be submitted, but it could be up to 6 months before a final decision is rendered. Cisney will ask for roughly $550,000 for the project, leaving the village to cover about $6,400. In regular business, the board said it will accept quotes to repair the roof of the ambulance building, which is leaking. Board members will be contacted as soon as quotes are submitted to Village Hall, so a decision may be made to allow repairs to begin as soon as possible. The village has applied for a small grant from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Development to receive laptops and printers to allow three critical workers to work from home in the event of more coronavirus cases or natural disasters. The equipment will not be purchased until Sisney hears if the application has been approved. Mayor Roy Atwood announced Jimmy Barnfield will replace Stan Zidane on the board, and members also celebrated Josh Hilliard for his time on the board. A new application process will begin soon to replace a recently retired village gas worker. The new hire is expected to be made by the end of the year, and it will be dependent upon the employee completing gas certifications within 2 years. More information about the job and its requirements will be available with the application. The Fairfield Ministerial Alliance has come to the rescue of the isolated athletes at Frontier Community College. FCC Foundation President Sarah Rush says the community can pitch in to aid in the effort as well.
I would consider taking personal item supplies such as toilet paper, paper towels, shaving kits, bath soaps, body wash, all of those things to New Beginnings Church. They will be collecting those items Wednesday, today, and tomorrow, Thursday, between the hours of 9 and 4. I would also consider making a monetary donation to that ministerial alliance to help cover the costs that they are incurring in order to provide for these students.
The Alliance has one hot meal organized for the students through the 26th. Some of the student-athletes are in the Briarwood Inn and have limited resources for food preparation, so they are in need of dry or easily microwavable goods. Meanwhile, FCC is bracing for the results from the tests for the rest of their athletes today. On Saturday, over 30 Bobcat baseball players tested positive for COVID-19, and another 30 were tested yesterday to ensure there were no false negatives over the weekend. Members of the volleyball and softball teams were also to be tested. Corn harvesting has kicked off, according to the latest statewide weekly crop report. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says 95% of corn was in the dent stage or beyond, and 2% of acres had been harvested.
37% of acres are mature compared to 44% normally, and 2% of corn acres have been harvested. The corn crop was rated 9% very poor to poor, 19% fair, and 72% good to excellent, an improvement from the previous week.
He says soybeans were turning color on 49% of acres.
17% of soybean acres were dropping leaves compared to 25% normally. Soybean conditions were reported as 8% very poor to poor, 21% fair, and 71% good to excellent. That is better than the previous week.
The third cutting of alfalfa was 95% complete. Average statewide topsoil moisture increased to 4% very short, 26% short, 63% adequate, and 7% surplus. The state is offering $245 million in grants to small businesses struggling during the pandemic. Kim Howard reports.
One round of business interruption grants has already been awarded, but even more money is available now, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
This round is open to small businesses of every industry, with new emphasis for things like movie theaters and performing arts venues, and specific funding set aside for disproportionately impacted areas. Notably, at least half of these grants will go to businesses in downstate and rural communities in Illinois.
There's also money for businesses suffering damage in recent civil unrest and looting. Starting Thursday, applications will be available online at illinois.gov/DCEO. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
DTN meteorologist Bryce Anderson says Hurricane Sally isn't expected to have a big impact on Illinois weather. He says the system looks like it will be a heavy rainmaker in the southeast.
Is setting up to take a track that's going to move it just about straight northeast towards Charlotte, North Carolina. So the southeast is going to be in the target area for the real heavy rains. But farther to the north, you know, the main thing that we get out of this hurricane right now is that it's dry and likely to stay that way for quite a while. Because when those hurricanes form, they tie up all the moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico, you know, just to maintain their structure. Because of that, there's very limited Gulf moisture that drifts farther north into the plains and the Midwest for precipitation activity. And so that's the benefit that we have. And we know that there's been some harvest beginning. You've got a lot of crops that are ripening, drying down ahead of harvest, and all of that is getting a real boost from the hurricane that, of course, is bringing so much damage possibly into the southeast.
The National Hurricane Center said yesterday it expected landfall to be near the Mississippi-Alabama line. That's the news. Area deaths next.
When you order your sizzling McDonald's breakfast this morning, you might learn something important about yourself. Like, are you the kind of person who picks the melted, overflowing American cheese that got stuck to the wrapper before enjoying your delicious breakfast sandwich? Or after?
Start your morning at McDonald's and enjoy a savory sausage McMuffin with egg or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Get any two for just $4. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Greenwood Pest Control is still protecting your family and property during this crisis. Outside treatments to keep school of termites and ants away, plus other structural invaders. Also inside treatments for ants, roaches, bedbugs, and fleas. While you are away, call Greenwood Pest Control at 662-3091 for the service you deserve. That is 662-3091, Greenwood Pest Control. Currently in Fairfield, it is 77. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 28,206, up 210 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,157, down 33. October crude oil is at $40.14. That is up $1.86. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Elizabeth A. Dunn died last Thursday. Elizabeth Dunn is survived by her husband, Glenn, two children, and one granddaughter. Cremation has been accorded, and services for Elizabeth Dunn will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Wayne County Humane Society or Fairfield First Baptist Church. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. 85-year-old Flora resident Phyllis May Vale died on Friday. Phyllis Vale is survived by three children, nine grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, sister Risa Eckleberry, and many nieces and nephews. Services for Phyllis Vale will be held at 3 p.m. on Friday at Bunker Cemetery in Reinard. Memorials may be made to Clay County Hospice or Golden Circle Nutrition Program. Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you.
At Taco Tierra, bean burritos and piggyback tacos, along with cheese quesadillas and chicken quesadillas, are on sale today and every Wednesday at Taco Tierra in Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Princeton. Add a little spice to your life at Taco Tierra. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 80. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 55. And for tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high of 78. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 72 with a low of 45. Sunny skies again on Saturday and Sunday. Both days will have highs around 70, and overnight lows will be around 42.